The winners in the city of Milwaukee will include ratepayers, according to Republican Assemblyman Dale Coinga. His district covers Brookfield, Wauwatosa, and a slice of Milwaukee's west side. Coinga sponsored the streetcar measure. It forces Milwaukee, not the utilities, to shoulder the cost of moving power lines for the rail project.
There's a very small number of businesses, residents, and not-for-profits that are required to pay the cost of moving those steam lines, and that cost was in the millions of dollars. And so by specifying in state statutes that the city has to bear those costs and not the ratepayers, that saves a substantial amount of money for city residents, not-for-profits, and businesses.
Alderman Michael Murphy sees the city on the losing end of mean-spirited moves. He says one big loss is local control.
They don't support this transportation project, and as a result, they're going to say to the rest of the citizens of the city who, through their collective representation, their members of the council and the mayor who have in the affirmative supported it, we're going to take that away from you. We're not going to give you the right to make that decision.
Murphy says Milwaukee also stands to lose tax revenue if the state scraps the city's residency rule. Middle-class teachers, police, and firefighters may move out of the city in sizable numbers, deflating property values. While the city could see its employees and paychecks going elsewhere, the state as a whole could benefit, according to Rob Henkin. He heads the Public Policy Forum. Henkin foresees communities statewide having an easier time filling positions.
In terms of residency for teaching positions, again, you would think that in that case, there may be some benefits for those particularly urban school districts who are having trouble recruiting teaching staff.
While public workers and managers might face fewer restrictions, Professor Charles Franklin says the state may have to pay big time if Milwaukee's tax base sinks. Franklin is a political scientist at UW-Madison.
If the city of Milwaukee in particular suffers further declines in housing values or a greater difficulty in sustaining its revenue, then that certainly has long-term repercussions for the health of the state. Anything that damages the largest city in the state potentially leads to further need for state support or a declining state economy if this means that the city's economy goes into decline.
Another change the Joint Finance Committee made in the proposed state budget would prevent the city from raising fees in order to live within the property tax constraints the state has imposed. Some city officials accuse Republicans of targeting their political opponents. Supporters of the changes insist they're continuing to chip away at big, expensive government. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.